This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says top parks officials, quote, absolutely failed young lifeguards who suffered sexual violence. And Lightfoot's park district leaders have delivered apologies to survivors and pink slips to some high-level officials. It all follows a scathing report from the lawyers brought in recently to look at the park district's response to the lifeguard abuse scandal. Joining us now to talk about the newest developments in this disturbing case is the reporter who broke the story, WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mary.
You were first to report on the allegations at the city's beaches and pools back in April. How did we get here?
So we reported earlier this year on a previously secret investigation by the Park District's Inspector General, which had been going on for more than a year at that point, and it had grown to involve allegations against dozens of employees in the Park District's Aquatics Department. Now, this was all serious stuff, harassment, abuse, assault, hazing, other misconduct, plus higher-ups ignoring all of it, allegedly. But the Park District's Inspector General abruptly quit in September, and that's when Mayor Lori Lightfoot finally said an investigation with integrity and independence was needed, and that's when the Park District hired former federal prosecutor Valerie Hayes and her firm.
What are we learning from this report from Hayes that we did not know already?
So this report places a lot of the blame on Mike Kelly, who was the longtime CEO of the Park District. He resigned last month. We knew before that Mike Kelly took 6 weeks to pass on a complaint from a 17-year-old female lifeguard to the Park District Inspector General. But Hayes found Kelly knew about these allegations long before then, back in 2019, because that young lifeguard's parents had reached out to him back then. So the delay actually was more like 6 months than 6 weeks. Hayes also pointed out that the top parks officials waited more than a year to make changes, and they were only ready for reform after April 27th, which, not coincidentally, is precisely when we broke this story here on WBZ.
Kelly resigned almost a month ago after Hayes went to work on this case, but the people who are still at the Chicago Park District after he's gone, what are they doing about this?
So basically, yesterday at the Park District boiled down to multiple apologies and multiple firings. Besides Kelly, three other officials named in the report all got fired. The interim CEO, Rosa Escareño, and the Park District Board President, Avis Lavelle, apologized, but at a news conference to discuss the Hayes report, Lavelle defended herself, saying she'd been misled by Kelly and that there really wasn't much she could have done as board president.
You have to be able to trust the administrator to tell you what is going on there. Some of this rests with the management of the Park District, who did not tell us the truth.
So despite saying it's unfair to blame her, Avis Lavelle has at least two city council members, Michelle Smith and Scott Wagaspack, who told me they think Avis Lavelle should go too.
We've got this report now, but it's not the last we're going to be hearing about this scandal, is it, Dan?
I don't think so. Beyond this look at management by Valerie Hayes, let's not forget the allegations from the women who bravely came forward. Those have not all been investigated yet. That continues by the Park District's Inspector General. Last week, we saw the first criminal charges against the lifeguard supervisor, so we know police are looking at other cases arising from this scandal. And even before Hayes came on the scene, Mary, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's specialists in sex crimes and public corruption had opened their own investigation. A spokeswoman for Fox told me yesterday their work is continuing. That's an active investigation.
And so is ours. That's Dan Mihalopoulos, investigative reporter for WBEZ. You can read more about this story and all of Dan's stories about the lifeguard abuse scandal at WBEZ.org.